Friday, May 23rd, 2:30 p.m. at my locker. I can't believe school will be over in a little more than a week. Scooby! Even though the entire year has been a non-stop drama fest, it actually went by pretty fast. Summer vacation is going to be a total blast! In July, my band, actually I'm not really sure yet, will be doing a month-long national tour as the opening act for the superstar boy band, Bad Boys. How cool and exciting will that be? Trevor Chase, the world-famous producer, has asked me to put together a 30-minute show that includes our original song, Dorks Rule. We'll officially start band rehearsals again after the school year ends. OMG, I can't even imagine going on a national tour with Brandon and the rest of my band members too. Chloe and Zoe are super excited about our tour and have been talking about it nonstop. They also plan to post videos on YouTube of their tour adventures in hopes of landing their own reality TV show. They already have a name for their project, Chloe and Zoe, Teens on Tour. As their BFF, the last thing I wanted was to discourage them from pursuing their dream of having a TV show. But after doing my own show back in March, I am so over reality TV. I'm helping Chloe and Zoe brainstorm ideas for their show, and I'll try to be supportive of them from behind the camera. I also applied for a scholarship to study abroad in Paris, France this summer. OMG, can you imagine me touring the city and hanging out at the famous Louvre Art Museum? I know. To be honest, neither can I. So I'm definitely not going to sit around holding my breath, waiting for a fantasy summer in Paris to happen. Why? Because life is not a romantic comedy movie. The biggest milestone for me will be that in the fall, I'll finally be starting high school. Yes, I'll actually be a freshman. High school kids are so cool and very mature and really sophisticated. The best thing is that they're old enough to get a driver's license. OMG, can you imagine Chloe, Zoe, and me driving to school together every single day? And since we'll be in high school, we'll be very cool, mature, and sophisticated too. I bet we'll be so different then that we'll barely recognize ourselves in the mirror. Or in a really cute, hot pink, sporty convertible. Scooby! The best thing about high school is that I won't have a locker next to Mackenzie Hollister anymore. Thank goodness. Did I mention that Mackenzie transferred from Northampton Hills back to Westchester Country Day on Tuesday? Yep. Just like the scary villain in a horror movie, she's back! Yesterday, I overheard Mackenzie actually bragging to her friends that some NHH students had asked why she was leaving after barely a month, and she'd answered them smugly, "I have lied, gossiped, backstabbed, started nasty rumors, destroyed reputations, and created chaos. My work here is done." I mean, who says stuff like that? Only a self-absorbed, psychotic, sociopath. Calling Mackenzie a mean girl is an understatement. She's pure evil in hair extensions and sparkly nail polish. When life gives Mackenzie lemons, She maliciously squirts the juice in other people's eyes. I had just arrived at my first hour class when I was handed a note from the office. Of course, I was very worried. Mackenzie had recently tried to get me kicked out of school on a phony allegation of cyberbullying. It was very possible that she was stirring up more drama. Or maybe the school janitor had finally figured out that my BFFs and I had been secretly hanging out in his janitor's closet for the past 9 months. We could be facing a week of detention. Anyway, after talking to the secretary, I received some surprising news. Our school is hosting students for another week of the student exchange program with local schools, and I've been drafted to be a student ambassador. Just great! I actually participated in this same program a week ago at Northampton Hills International Academy. It was supposed to be the last week, but apparently the program was so popular that it was extended so more kids from other schools could participate. Unfortunately, my student ambassador was a selfie-addicted drama queen named Tiffany. OMG, the girl was treacherous. She made Mackenzie look like Dora the Explorer.
Nikki, how could you do this to me? You've ruined my life, and I'll never, ever forgive you.
I'd love to tell you all the dirty details, but that is another diary. Anyway, the secretary said my participation as a student ambassador is mandatory. So, I don't have a choice in the matter. She said all I have to do is be friendly and escort the student to all my classes starting on Monday. However, due to class sizes, she temporarily switched the times of my PE class and library hour and gave me an earlier lunch period. So it looks like I probably won't be seeing much of Chloe and Zoe next week. This totally stinks because I've already made plans next week to spend what little spare time I have at school helping Brandon with his fuzzy friend's website, planning our concert tour, and brainstorming ideas with Chloe and Zoe for their video project. Anyway, the school secretary told me the exchange student's name and gave me an email address. I think she said it was Angie? No, it was Andrea, I think? I just hope she's nice. Between the exchange student, Daisy's training, Brandon's fuzzy friends project, the summer tour, and my BFF's YouTube videos, my schedule for the end of school is going to be brutal. But luckily, my crush and BFFs are very understanding and super supportive. So what could possibly go wrong? Friday, 8 p.m., in my bedroom. Chloe and Zoe came over after school. We ordered pizza and hung out. I confessed to my BFFs that after all the senseless drama with Tiffany at NHH, I was a little worried about spending an entire week with Andrea. I mean, what if Tiffany and Andrea were friends? Andrea could be a selfie-addicted drama queen, too. Chloe and Zoe came up with an idea that was pure genius. They said it might help if I sent a friendly email to Andrea, introducing myself before we officially meet on Monday. So that's exactly what I did. Hi, my name is Nikki, and I'm going to be your student ambassador at Westchester Country Day. I'm looking forward to meeting you on Monday. If you have any questions, just let me know and I'll be happy to answer them. As long as they're not about geometry homework. Take care, Nikki. As soon as I hit the send button, I immediately started to have second thoughts. What if Andrea thought my email was silly and that I was really immature for my age? I was surprised when, about 15 minutes later, an email from Andrea popped into my inbox. Wow, that was fast. Hi, Nikki. Thanks for the email. I'm really looking forward to meeting you, too. To be quite honest, I'm a little nervous about spending the week at WCD, and I'm even more nervous about pop quizzes in geometry. Any advice or tips you could give me about fitting in at WCD and not completely humiliating myself would be greatly appreciated. A. Hi, A. Don't worry. Like at most schools, the majority of students at WCD are pretty nice. Just avoid the mean girls and the super annoying guys, and you'll be fine. None of the guys have made fun of my hairy legs. Lately. I can't wait for you to meet my BFFs, Chloe and Zoe. And Brandon, too. He's my crush and a total cutie. You can just call us Brand Nikki. But please don't tell him I said that, LOL. We'll all be hanging out together. It's going to be fun. Nikki. Hi, Nikki. Thanks for the advice. I feel a lot better already. I'm glad you're my student ambassador. I just transferred to NHH a few weeks ago, so I haven't made any friends here yet. You're lucky you have friends like Chloe, Zoe, and Brandon. I can't wait to meet all of you. A. Hi, A. Being the new kid totally sucks. Been there, done that, got the t-shirt. I was recently at NHH for this same program, so we may have even passed each other in the halls. I met some nice kids there and made a lot of new friends. You should definitely consider joining the NHH Science Club. We'll talk more when you get here. Have a great weekend. Nikki. Chloe and Zoe's idea worked like a charm. After our emails, it almost feels like Andrea and I already know each other. She seems really nice and has a wacky sense of humor. I can't wait to introduce her to the NHH Science Club members. To give Andrea a really warm welcome, I came up with the coolest idea. I made a welcome sign out of hot pink glitter. I think she's going to love it. Well, at least Andrea is not a self-absorbed, psychotic sociopath like some people I know. Okay, I'll admit I was wrong. It looks like this student ambassador thing is not going to be a major pain in the behind after all. It's going to be fun. And I might end up making a really good friend.